The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down! Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first hour, lots of good stuff. We have a Game of Thrones date. We have an NFL game moving back to the States, shocker. And just some general TV and wrestling talk in there.
Dustin posted that Entertainment Weekly saying Game of Thrones director says every final season episode more than 60 minutes.
Cool.
So that's good.
Yeah.
Don't short me on the last season. Don't give me that 44-minute episode. I don't want that.
Yeah, well, and especially if there's only six. Now, I don't want 3 hours either.
I'd be okay with an hour and a half.
Yeah, hour and a half. Just do it BBC style.
Yeah.
Do six of them that are an hour and a half long.
Yeah, one of the battles with the Night King, I guess the final battle with the Night King, supposedly bigger than Battle of the Bastards.
Oh my!
Yeah, so it's supposed to be epic.
I've read a lot about how long it took them to film that. It sounds like it's just going to be badass. Battle of the Bastards. I don't know if that was. I still think Blackwater might have been a better battle scene.
It just wasn't as big.
Yeah. But 713-780-ESPN. Then I also mentioned that I finally have the cover of the novel, so that's going to be out soon. And J-Rap was asking, where do I sign up to get a first edition? I'll let everybody know. The audiobook will be out first, probably. It's going to be close. I wanted to get them out before Christmas, but I don't think that's going to happen. But there'll be book signings. I'll do one at the track. I'm sure I'll do one. I'll do some around town. And if you buy one online and want it signed, just come to any Blitz event. And, you know, we might even have some there, too. We'll see. It's going to be everywhere. Did I miss Brad Powers last week, or was he out? You missed him.
You missed him.
Did he go? He went later, though, right? Maybe?
Thursday at 6.
6.
Okay. Earlier, then.
Oh, bless you.
Look at you. Excuse me. Yeah. That was it was a sneeze that I... And then it, and I kept trying to hold it back, and then it became a cough. So... don't you think it's kind of lame Game of Thrones is going to come down to essentially a zombie movie? Well, that was always kind of the thing. It was going to be the living versus the dead.
Right.
I'm team dead.
Well, the rumors are the final battle, the Night King, first half of the season. So after that, they're going to deal with the aftermath, and they're going to either one of the surviving forces is moving down to King's Landing.
Hmm. Okay.
So you think whoever wins is going to live at King's Landing?
Or they're going to take it over.
You're getting dangerously close to spoiler stuff here.
John, I
want no spoilers this season.
Not sure how I feel about this.
I got so tired last year of, I mean, I kept getting spoiled all over the place.
People are going to ruin it again for sure.
Yeah, I know. Well, and I had this one friend who would go and read all the spoilers in detail and then get drunk and start telling them to me. And I'm
right.
Like, dude, stop. And then I'd get just interested enough. And it spoiled last season for me. So I told him I'm not even talking to him this year. Not until the series is over. We're not friends anymore. Lamont, over under on the number of drones a Game of Thrones shot down from filming. I'm going to say 11.
I was going to go lower, but I was thinking more like 7 or 8. But 11 is entirely possible. People want to get on that show.
Hey, you want to play a game?
Oh, yes.
This is your kind of game.
I love games.
I was just goofing around this morning looking for new websites.
Mm-hmm.
I found a website called coacheshotseat.com.
I've seen that website before.
Have you?
Yeah.
They basically rank every college coach by where they are on the hot seat.
Okay.
And I thought I'll throw a name out there, and you tell me within two or three spots where you think they rank.
I'm up for this game.
Okay. We'll start with Willie Taggart, Florida State.
And this is 1 through 10?
No, it's 1 through 20, or 1 through 30, excuse me.
Okay, I'm going to put him sort of low. I'll put him at around 20.
He's at number 7.
Wow. After 1 year, not even a full year.
Some of these are kind of silly. Like, they have Mike Gundy at 9. There's no way.
Okay.
Although, his relationship with T. Boone, he's probably always on the hot seat.
Yeah.
All right, how about Clay Helton?
He's got to be extremely high. I'll go 3.
How about number 1?
Ooh, okay.
Major Applewhite.
I don't think he can be that high. I'll maybe mid-20s.
How about exactly mid-20s at number 25?
Okay.
I would have him much higher on the list. He's one spot ahead of a former UH coach. Dana Dismal of UTEP.
Come on, Minor Nation.
Well, hey, they beat Rice.
Yeah,
he did something. Let's see. I'm looking for some big names here for you. How about
what about Gus Malzahn?
Gus Malzahn, number 8 on the list.
Yeah, he should be up there pretty high.
I'll give you the top 10, and then we'll play around with some others. So Helton 1, Chris Ash from Rutgers 2.
Oh yes,
Randy Edsall at UConn 3.
Horrible team.
Yeah. I don't know how that bombed so bad. He did so well there the first time.
And, yeah. I've got another good one.
Yeah?
Larry Fedora,
number
4. North Carolina.
I was just about to mention him.
Okay. They are so much worse than they were supposed to be.
Yeah. Well, this is 2 years in a row, too.
Oh, the old Bears coach that's
Lovie Smith.
Lovie Smith.
Number
yeah.
6.
How's he? We couldn't believe he had a job at the beginning
I know.
Of this year.
And he's only 6 on here. Mike McIntyre, Colorado, right in front of him.
Okay, at 5.
Taggart 7, Malzahn 8. They have Mike Gundy 9. And at number 10, they have Kalani Sitake at BYU.
Okay.
That kind of makes sense. Justin Fuente on the list at number 11.
He should
11.
Be.
Yeah, that's been disappointing.
Oh, mess.
Although they basically lost everybody off their defense.
Yeah, but
and
man,
had some
they shouldn't be that crappy.
All right. A couple of first-year coaches. You tell me where you think they are on the list. Chip Kelly.
They've got so much invested in him. They'll probably have him ranked higher because he's a bigger name, but I'll say 26.
About 20.
Okay.
Dan Mullen also on the list.
He's probably closer to the low 20s.
23. I would count that as low 20s. That's a win. All right, I have 2 first-year coaches for you on this list.
Okay. And then I've got some coaches that I want to ask about.
All right, Mike Bloomgren of Rice.
That's who I was going to ask about. That's one of them. He's got to be. We've already gone through the top 10, though. He's got to be in the teens.
He's 24. It's too low.
Man.
It's way too low. And Chad Morris.
Arkansas can't really afford to get a new guy. He's going to be in the high teens.
19.
Okay.
So Chad Morris in more danger, according to this, than Mike Bloomgren.
What about Tony Sanchez from UNLV?
He did not make their list.
Oh, that's disappointing. What about Handsome Cliff?
Handsome Cliff is number 28.
Okay.
He is by far the most handsome guy on this list, by
you
the
think
way.
So?
Yeah, yeah.
More so than Mike Gundy. You're kinda, saying...
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's kind of funny because he's right next to Mark Whipple from UMass and Dana Dimmel.
Yeah, Mark Whipple is not a handsome guy.
Put that face next to those two.
Not a handsome
guy. It's like, ooh, that's like putting Bradley Cooper next to me. Thank you for that.
Not good.
Our buddy Bobby Wilder at Old Dominion's number 29 on the list.
Poor Bobby.
Everett Withers from Texas State. Remember, he was supposed to be a...
Yeah, they've been bad.
18.
Okay.
Anybody else you're curious about?
No, I think that's all I care about.
I think most of the names that...
I think Tony Sanchez, most notable absence.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that. So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Somebody, Fred, did you ever watch anything in the Sam Houston Coliseum? I know Wobble Curry wrestled there a few times. How was it? That was my era. That's what I grew up with. I saw, I would go to Houston wrestling a lot there, and I saw a lot of guys. Like I said, Jake the Snake when he first got it. Jake the Snake and the Barbarian was my favorite tag team, but I also saw a bunch of concerts.
They were a tag team?
Yeah, Jake the Snake and the Barbarian.
I thought the Barbarian was a tag team with the Warlord.
I think that was a later Barbarian. I don't know.
They
may not have been the same Barbarians.
Okay.
But yeah, I saw a bunch of wrestling there. I saw concerts. I was real lucky. My dad had an in on tickets. So for about 10 years, I went to every single concert that was worth seeing. Can I have my first female...
Encounter?
Not actual encounter, but contact.
Yeah.
At a Van Halen concert.
Nice. Under the shirt or over the shirt?
Under.
Look at you. Over the bra or under the bra?
Over.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. I think that was 19...
We all start somewhere.
I think that was 1978.
Damn.
I was 13 years old?
I was almost born then.
Was there an eruption?
That's good.
Well
that
done.
That was good.
Well done.
What was there?
Later when I got home, yeah.
Jong, that was your...
That's a 10, Jong. Congratulations.
Yeah, that was really good.
That better make stupid stuff.
Yeah. That was good. Did you guys dance the night away? When she left, did you say, why can't this be love?
No, that's too late. This was right after the first album.
Gotcha. Damn. Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know. I'm pretty sure that... No, I'm not going to do that one. That's going to be too far. But that was the whole Jamie's crying, if you got any running with the devil.
Okay.
Ain't talking about love. Any one of those you want to use, that's about when it was.
Okay.
I think it may have been 79. It was whenever the second album came. No, it was 1980. That's what it was. It was 1980, so I was 15. So I wasn't that...
15 was the first time you touched a girl over the bra?
I think so.
You were a late bloomer.
Actually, that might not have been the first time now that I think about it.
Okay.
So, but I just remember that part of the concert more than I remember the concert itself.
Did you ask somebody to get you a doctor? How old was she?
She was actually older than me.
Okay.
She was 18, so she was legal. I wasn't.
So the cradle will rock.
Yes, the cradle did rock.
Okay. I'm not great
on... You probably know, at that age, everybody wants some.
You know more... That's good. You know more about Van Halen's song timeline than I do, but was it like the center swing that you guys were doing?
No, that's later. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh man, what do we have here?
Tell me about grilling meat.
Well, listen, if you want to grill, if you're grilling meat at home on some crappy grill that you don't even want to, like your family comes over to eat and they're like, oh, let's go check how the bird's doing on the smoker, and you're like, I don't want to take you out there and show you. Then you're making a mistake. You need to get out there to Texas Star Grill Shop. They've got it going on. And the 6-year anniversary sale happening now, just in time for Thanksgiving. They will hook you up. Whatever kind of grill you're looking for, they've got you covered. You walk in, you say, hey, this is what I want to cook. This is the amount of effort I want to put in. Okay, they'll say, here's a beer. Let's talk about what you need. And there's nothing else in the world like that. When someone hands you a free beer and then helps you find exactly what you're looking for. I got the Pits and Spits, one of the hottest Houston-made grills on the market. When I got it, there was a waiting list, but now they've got some in stock. Heavy-duty construction, of course, it's made in Texas, and second-to-none performance. They've got Traeger. If you're looking for gas, they've got the Saber Infrared Gas Grills. They've got the new Kamado Joe 2 Ceramic Charcoal Grills. They can even hook you up with an outdoor kitchen. Save big during Texas Star Grill Shop's anniversary sale. Free delivery and assembly, located at 59 and Shepherd in Houston or 8905 Luetta Road in Spring. TexasStarGrillShop.com.
Is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. And here's why I love the internet. I searched Van Halen Sam Houston Coliseum. It pops up photos, Van Halen at the Sam Houston Coliseum, August 28th, 1980. It even has the set list. And then, of course, I thought of a song that I wanted to be her ice cream man, and that didn't work out. But here was your set list. It's got the set list. It says Romeo Delight, Bottoms Up, Drum Solo, Running with the Devil, Loss of Control, Take Your Whiskey Home, underrated song, by the way, Dance the Night Away, we're on that one, Women in Love, Jamie's Crying, Bright Lights, Big City, Everybody Wants Some, and The Cradle Will Rock, On Fire, Guitar Solo, Ain't Talking About Love, Ice Cream Man, You Really Got Me.
Was her name Jamie?
Her name was not Jamie.
Oh, that would have been ironic.
I know.
If you touched me over the bra, I'd be crying too.
Yeah, I wasn't as hideous back then when I was a kid. I wasn't a good looking guy, but I wasn't one where you go, I don't want him touching me. Well, I take it back. I probably was. You guys brought something up on Twitter that you're talking about Coach of the Year. I guess somebody was asking about
Tracy was, yeah.
And you know who. Whose name might need to be in there that you didn't mention? You mentioned Leach, Tom Herman, Stoops, all in that conversation.
She brought up Ed Orgeron. That's why.
I think he would certainly be a contender. Why not Brian Kelly? I mean, if they go undefeated, which it looks like.
Because their schedule ends up not being that great.
Maybe not.
I mean, had you told me that all these teams were going to be what they were? I mean, this is. And honestly, I mean, if Notre Dame, let's say Notre Dame didn't beat Michigan. I mean, I'd still feel the same way about their season.
That's the only thing you look at and say, wow.
I'm not giving a guy Coach of the Year for one win.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be real interesting to see what happens against Syracuse. I think that's their – and they still – I could see them losing to Syracuse. I could see them losing to USC. I don't think they're going to, but I could see it happening. In that case, he wouldn't be in there. But – what about UAB? That dude deserves some credit for that.
Yeah, but it's unlikely that a coach from a smaller conference is going to.
Yeah, although considering the fact they didn't even have a program that they shut down and came back that quickly. I mean, I would definitely – that's about it, though. I don't see a lot of other names that really excite me there. Just don't give it to Nick Saban because he's not supposed to lose. 713-780-ESPN. So – Is Jerome confirmed today? We can have Jerome at 5:30. That's awesome. Always good to have Jerome. He does a great job. Did you see who has interest in Kansas and Kansas has interest in for their head coach?
Tell me.
Todd Graham.
Oh.
All right. I'm going to, people of Kansas, PSA for you here. You can do better than that.
Don't do this.
This is another retread guy who will come in, and he's just plus he's not a good person. Let's start with that.
I mean,
again, that doesn't eliminate coaching guys, or else nobody would be a coach. But I would almost rather see them. I think there's better young names out there to go get than Todd Graham.
I think so, too. I mean, I guess there you can look back at his run at Tulsa, which it seems, I mean, I don't remember how long ago. I guess it was like mid to late 2000s.
He's one of those guys had a couple of good seasons with somebody else's talent that he
right. Inherited. So I always think about that at Arizona State. He got there. I think his first two or three seasons were solid, and then it was a steady collapse. So that lets you kind of know. And then I think about him going to Pitt for a year and leaving.
Well, he went to Rice for 1 year and then left to go back to Tulsa when that opened up. And yeah, he was 7-6 at Rice. And everybody thought, oh, then he went 10-4, 11-3 at Tulsa with other guys' talent. And then a 5-7, then a 10-3 got him the Pittsburgh job where he went 6-6 1 year. Then 8-5 and 10-4 at Arizona State. And you're thinking, okay. Then 10-3, then 6-7, 5-7, 7-6. Yeah. Although I wonder, Kansas would probably kill for 6-7.
Let me ask you about this name. And I've heard rumors of Ken Numatalolo from Navy kind of being out the door there.
Yeah.
Would it be the worst idea in the world for Kansas to try to run a triple option?
No. No, that would be totally different.
They're not going to get the talent that the other Big 12 schools get. So they can focus on getting talent on defense if they can and just trying to run a gimmick offense to stay somewhat relevant and at least make teams have to game plan differently for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's really what the advantage is of running that triple option is most people don't see it but once or twice a year, if that. So when they do see it, it's like, oh, man, we've got to change everything we do on defense to account for this. You don't have to have great players to do it. I mean, look at Army and, I mean, the success they're having just even this year. Georgia Tech's had success with it. Navy's had success with it. And I think Georgia Tech went to it out of necessity because they couldn't compete in the ACC anymore.
Frankly, if I were Rice.
I would too, yeah. Like, why don't more really awful programs just switch over to that?
It's a good question. I think that'd be good for them.
I think so, too.
And I like him as a coach. He's gotten a lot out of that program. I mean, they've had some big-time wins. You know, this year's not going all that well, but I think that would be a very creative hire. And Timmy B, who is one of the main Kansas people in Houston, he says they already said he'll have head coach experience. Les Miles is the name that keeps coming up. I like Les. I think that would be an upgrade. I don't know if Les is going to win there at this stage. I mean, I'm always leery of a guy who leaves a place like LSU where you can recruit like a fiend.
Right.
To some place where you can't recruit. No offense. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hey, do a couple of quick Astros things real quick. A couple names that have popped up on your Astros.
Okay.
They and the Yankees both interested in James Paxton of the Mariners.
James Paxton, I have an affinity for. I think he's a special player. I think he's getting better.
He's had some injury issues.
That's the problem with him. I mean, they were willing to bring in Charlie Morton. Of course, they brought him in for significantly cheaper than what it would cost to bring in James Paxton.
Yeah, plus, you're going to have to trade for him.
Right.
So there is going to be a cost there.
And it's probably going to be there will be a premium on it because it's in division for the Mariners. So they're going to want to get more from you than they would from, say, some National League East team. But I like James Paxton a lot. And I think there would be a serious competition for who the second best pitcher on the Astros would be next year if James Paxton was on this team.
That'd be an upgrade over Dallas Keuchel, frankly.
I'm not trying to disrespect
to Keuchel, but
no disrespect to Garrett Cole either.
Yeah, yeah.
Those guys are really good, but James Paxton has it. To me, he's got an up arrow next to his name. He's left-handed, which is ideal when you're talking about replacing Keuchel. We talked about this. What other lefty could they throw into the rotation? Man, I'd love to have that guy. I think he's really, really good.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that one. If you did that. And he's your third or Cole's your third, whichever. Your top three matches up with anybody. You assume you bring McHugh back. And then you just hope one of your McHugh back in a rotation, which they've talked about. You just hope the James or Framber turns out as a fifth starter. That's not bad if one of those two guys. You don't want those guys being 4 and 5. If they are, you've probably got some issues. But if they're fighting it out for the fifth starter spot, The other name, they are also interested in Detroit Tigers right fielder Nick Castellanos.
I wouldn't be mad at that. I can play some third base too. Versatile guy.
DH for you if you need be. He's another guy with an up arrow. He's only 26. His last 2 years have been pretty good. You put that bat in this lineup, I think his numbers go up. And apparently they tried to get him at the trade deadline along with a lot of other guys. But that's another one that doesn't – that one doesn't upset me either. They could get one of those guys. But also under team control for a couple of years.
Right.
Which is a big thing with
the Astros. How long is Paxton under control for?
I think two years also.
Man, I'd love to have that guy. Yeah. I don't think the Astros will go get a guy like that. But maybe I'm – you know – let me look up how old he is. I feel like he's in his mid-20s, but oh, no, he's 30 years old. Mm. 30 years old. He's had arm issues. I wouldn't be opposed to seeing what he does for a couple years and then, you know, because, by the way, he's not making any money, which that's why I don't really understand why the Mariners would want to trade him.
I guess they've decided to blow up everything and start over, or at least consider that.
That dude, you know what he made last year? $500,000.
Oh, geez, I'll take that. Yeah,
that's.
I'll throw in a small child for that.
I mean, that can't be. Maybe I'm looking at. Let me look up another website and make sure that's it. Yeah, Sport Track. They usually have a pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh no, he made $4.9 million last year, which, by the way, still ridiculous. He's going into his arbitration years right now.
Yeah, so I guess you have him for 2 years on arbitration.
2 years of arbitration, and he's an unrestricted free agent at age 32. If he's good at age 32, sign him to a 3-4 year deal. If he's not, okay, you lost some prospect.
And to me, next year is kind of your window. It's your last year of having Springer, Verlander, Cole all under contract. I'm assuming some of those guys will be back, but realistically, you're not going to have them all. So.
Yeah, I want that guy.
Okay. I'll take both of those. You make both those trades, and I'll feel pretty good about them.
This is discouraging.
What's that?
On James Paxton's profile next to agent, it says Scott Boris. Mm. That's usually yeah, something, you know what, the Astros will look to avoid.
No, they've actually done a lot of business with Scott Boris. Lately. Yeah. Yeah. Well, ever since Luno's been there, they really haven't had any issues with the guys. I think they got two or three Boris clients there. Let's squeeze in a quick call from Lee. What's up, Lee?
Hey, you're talking about Keuchel. I don't understand. You know, he's 30 years old. He's a great pitcher. He has on and off years, but he gives stability to our pitching staff. We got a young staff coming up, and he can help with Verlander. Morton's gone. I don't see him coming back. McCullers hurt. He's not. He is going to have Tommy John surgery. I just think you ought to pay the guy. You know, I don't see. That's just my opinion. I just think we need to keep him. But
yeah, I think he's going to make a lot more money on the open market than he's worth.
I think so too.
And not that I don't like him. Not that I don't think he's been really good for this team. Nice having a lefty, but. I think sometimes, there's other places where you can spend your money, and I think you'd be better off. And like I said, I think Paxton would be an upgrade if you could get him.
Yeah.
And you know what? They've done a pretty good job of going out and getting guys like Garrett Cole, so I think I'll trust him on this. And plus, at his age, and the way he pitches, I guarantee if you give him a 3 or 4 year deal at a big number, the last year, 2 years of that, you're going to be regretting it.
I think so, too.
And that's one thing that I think they've done a good job of avoiding for the most part. All right. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on Sports Map 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. That music means it's time for Houston Chronicle columnist Jerome Solomon. What's going on, Jerome?
Life is good, gentlemen. Life is good.
Yeah, what is it? What is it you're working on now? The Carmelo watch? Is that what you guys are all about right now?
There's nothing to watch. That show is over. That show's been canceled. It's just not official, you know. That's pretty much it. The Warriors are coming to play tonight, but the Warriors are coming down Thursday. So that'll be a fun little thing to look at and go. I remember how these two teams were kind of neck and neck last year. You weren't sure which one was, you know, going to pull off the victory, and now they're on a different planet.
We were just talking about a couple of Astros names in the offseason. Have you heard anything? Is there anything in the works that you're aware of other than, you know, just the kind of general rumors that have been bouncing around?
Yeah, the ones that you ever talked about are definitely at the height of what they're after. But that you close out that last segment with the trust them, because they will make a move and they're trying to make moves. And what's interesting to me anyway, in terms of how a organization franchise operates, they're not just after these guys now because it's free agent time and it's the, you know, Winter Stove League and all that. These names are coming up because these are guys they're trying to get at the trade deadline, you know. And last year, people were like, I can't believe they didn't make a move. It wasn't for a lack of trying. And they finally got it done with Verlander later. And the same thing this time around. They're trying to make moves. They are aggressive. They will go after people. They know they have a good team, but they're not resting on their laurels at all. They're out to get it. And whatever they do, you know they're going to get better. I do think the title thing is a good conversation to have. And I think the general understanding is, yeah, he'll get a better offer out on the street than he will from the team. And you're right. You're dead on. I think if you sign him up for 4 years, by year four, you'll be, we're overpaying him. But there's no salary cap. It ain't my money. I like Dallas Keuchel. I like what he brings to the team. I like what he brings to the clubhouse. I like him as an Astro. I'd love to see him continue, but I just don't see it happening.
Well, let's talk about your Texans coming out of their bye week. I see you have a new kick returner for one thing.
Yeah, that's that won't hurt none. Actually, Irvin was better than he had been in years past. But that's just something they've always lacked. And maybe the new special teams coach is like, you know, we really need to upgrade at this spot, and finally forced him to do that. So that won't hurt him at all. And I as I've said, I think that Bill O'Brien is going to be very conservative and going to coach that way the rest of the season. Got to a big debate with John McClain and Brian T. Smith over Bill O'Brien's, you know, in-game coaching ability, which I think he's very average to subpar at it. They have to be around him a little more, so they have to suck up a little bit. But they think that he's being conservative because the offensive line isn't as good. I'm like, well, that's not I don't buy that, because the line wasn't good last year and he wasn't that conservative. It's much more of the defense is good. And I'm not saying it's not even the right way to go about it. But if you're going to be conservative, the defense has to be good every week, and you're risking losing the teams that you shouldn't lose to, and they're going to be favored here pretty much every game except probably at Philly later in the season. They might be then. By then, who knows, the way Philly's been playing. And, you know, if you play it too close to the vest, you might blow a game where you can win these games. And I think the goal ought to be to try to – obviously the goal is to win out, but I think they could realistically think of winning six of these last seven games and getting home field advantage and getting a first-round bye and really pushing this into something pretty decent. And I'm not sure he's the coach that'll be able to pull it off. We'll see.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon. You can follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. You working on anything special this week?
I'll do the Warriors game Thursday, but yeah, for Sunday, man, Otis Birdsong was one of the greatest players in University of Houston history going into the College Basketball Hall of Fame. So I think I'm going to do a nice feature. I hadn't quite decided, but that's probably what I'm going to do on him, because I think a lot of people don't recognize how good he is. When they think U of H basketball, they think just Phi Flamma Gemma, and they ignore a guy who was just before them, who was probably better than anybody on any of those teams other than Olajuwon. And just a great, great player, and a fascinating guy that a lot of people in Houston don't know. So maybe I'll be introducing him to some of the youngsters.
I think that would be a great column. I look forward to reading that. All right, that's Jerome Solomon. Follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. Joins us every Tuesday. Jerome, appreciate the time, man. We will talk to you again next week, buddy. Yep, I guess we lost him.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's go to break then.
All right. Well, let me tell you about my good friends at Bill Advisor. And listen, if you own your home, this is where you need to listen up. They're about to save you a bunch of money on your home insurance. Shopping for a better deal on your policy, it's always been a hassle. It used to take hours to get a reliable quote. Then someone came along and made 15 minutes to save a few percent. Bill Advisor's got a new system. It's even faster, and you're going to save a bunch of money. They're going to deliver you a firm insurance quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but a text message. How about that? Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You send that back. Get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. The savings with Bill Advisor are real. The average homeowner saving $790 plus a year. It's real coverage with real savings real fast. It's 2018. No one has 15 minutes to wait around anymore. Bill Advisor finds you savings in 15 seconds. It's the new way to shop and save big on your home insurance. One more time, text the word money to 232323 and get your home insurance quote from Bill Advisor.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on Sports Map 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Please check out sportsmap.com. There's a lot of great stuff on there today, as there is every day, including AJ's college basketball report, which will make you want to watch college basketball. Have a giveaway. We'll do it 550, caller 10. WWE Raw returns to Toyota Center December 3rd to broadcast live to the world from Houston. Win a pair of tickets and not only see Raw Women's Champion Ronda Rousey return to Houston, but Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, and more. Tickets to WWE Raw are still available. They start at just $20. Get yours at toyotacenter.com. And, all right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, if you have kids in the car, you probably want to turn it down and come back in a couple of minutes.
That's always the move.
Yeah, this one is...
they love the song, but now it's...
Yeah,
now we're...
The song has been done, and now we're moving on to... Things that involve adult stuff. There's your warning.
Okay.
And guys, quit calling now. I said at 5:50. It's not 5:50 yet. You're not going to win that way. All right. I don't remember who sent me this. A bunch of people did. Cylindale Mangina is a 29-year-old from Harar, Zimbabwe.
Oh, I thought it was going to be from Regina.
No.
Mangina from Regina.
She met a man named Mugove Karima in 2016.
Okay.
Who's 37 years old. Apparently he was married at the time.
Okay.
But they fell in love and started a relationship. It happens.
Oh, come on, dude. What? Behave yourself.
I'm it's not me.
No, I'm talking to him.
Okay. I thought you were telling me.
Never, you know.
But she ended the relationship in May after his male part stretched her lady part too much.
Okay, I could see that happening.
There's no confirmation on how large he is, but she now wants to have reconstructive surgery, which costs 150,000 rand.
She wants him to foot the bill?
And wants him to foot the bill.
No way.
She's taking him to court in order to pay the fee.
She took that willingly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Apparently so, and okay, so maybe it did some damage, but... Now she's suing. because he was too large.
Yeah.
Too buku.
Yeah.
Full Metal Jacket reference. All right. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Yeah. Okay, kids can come back now.
Okay. Welcome back, children.
Yeah. Hope you had a great day at school. Let's talk about Sports Map. Just some of the things that we have on there today. We have a everything sports column from Jermaine Every. He says Kareem Jackson is the Texans' defensive MVP.
Hard to argue, isn't it?
Yeah, he makes a pretty good case. We have Cody Stute's Pro Football Focus up, where he basically ranks a bunch of key members of the Washington Redskins.
Okay.
Charlie Polillo has a video on, is Mike D'Antoni behind the melodrama? Big 12 Report breaks down the last couple races of the last couple games of the season and how that sets things up. And we have A.J. Hoffman's NCAA Basketball Report.
Yeah, that'll come out every Tuesday during basketball season, just kind of an update of how the teams around – the teams of local interest are doing. I think I do yeah. –
You do LSU.
LSU, Texas, A&M, Houston, Rice.
Baylor.
Baylor, TCU. Tech, SMU, TCU, and I think that's it.
Yeah, yeah. So you can keep up. That way, if you're not really paying attention to basketball, you can kind of keep up. So, but that's – and he does a really good job on that. We also got Jermaine's Week 10 observations from the NFL. We got the Gal Media standings up. Ken Hoffman column that we brought over from Culture Map. So, you know, lots of good stuff. Just go and check it out, sportsmap.com. The easy thing to do is follow us on Twitter at sportsmaphou, because if you do that, it's going to tweet out everything that goes up, and if you don't want to read it, you don't have to. I wish you would. And I have odds on there for all the games. You can go check that out since we may not be able to get to that today, unfortunately. The one thing I'm looking at for sure, Tulane Houston over 67.5 on Thursday. That number, Tulane put up a whole bunch of yards last week, didn't score that much. They'll score on Houston, and Houston will score on them. I think that number is too low. Computer spit it out at 78, so I feel like that's one play I'm already looking at. And there's we talked about these correlated overs, and I think the most interesting one to me, mentioned a little bit earlier in the show, Rice at LSU, which the LSU is a 43-point favorite. The over-under is 52.
Yeah, so yeah. You're basically just saying, okay, well, I mean, if you think that LSU is going to win, you think it's going to be an over game.
Yeah, if you think LSU is going to cover 43, they're probably going to cover 52 on their own. I love overs like that where I think a team's going to do it on their own. There's one other one like that that I'll have to find, but it's a very similar situation where the spread is damn near the over.
Right.
And whenever that's the case, I always take the overs.
I mean, you'll see a lot of those this week because basically the meat of the SEC is playing against
donkeys,
horrible teams. So Alabama's playing Citadel. So the point spread is 60.5. the total is 60.5. The point spread is 51. So if you think Alabama's going to cover the point spread, you probably think it's an over game, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't see why Alabama would need to score 60 points on the Citadel.
Well, especially if they're going to sit Tua and get him healthy.
Right.
All right.
I mean, it's not like they've got a bad backup quarterback either.
No, no.
He's just not Tua.
No. And, well, he's still limping around, if I'm not mistaken. So, who knows how that's going to go. All right. Well, you know where you can make all these bets, right?
Tell me.
My bookie.
I knew you were going to say that.
College football, NFL, whatever you want to get on. If you miss the start of the game that's on right now and you still want to bet it, you can do it. You just go to my bookie because they have in-game betting. And you can get in on the action now. And whatever sport you want. You want hockey, you want college basketball with Hoffman's picks, you want NBA, it's all there. And MyBookie is the online destination that I use. They're safe, reliable. They've been in business for years, and they're the only site I use now because when you win, they pay. And that's the best part. A lot of these websites, putting your money in is part of the gamble. That's not the case with MyBookie. They will pay you off. And that in-game betting is fantastic. All you have to do is go to MyBookie.ag or on your computer or mobile phone, Google MyBookie and get your account started. They'll match your first deposit. Well, they'll match 50% of your initial deposit. So you put in 200, you're going to get 100. All you have to do is use promo code RADIO to get the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MyBookie. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie.